Welcome to exciting Tomahawk Hatchet sports action on WJJQ. Presented by Fairman Orthodontics, Cerny's Greenhouse, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Calhoun Insurance, Incredible Bank, Heritage Chevrolet, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Simply Stitched, School District of Tomahawk, Tomahawk Wrestling Alumni, Cracker Barrel BP, United Steelworkers Local 248, American Family Insurance, Peter Petta Agency, Park City Credit Union, Bowman Chiropractic, Shuni Trucking and Excavating, Triggs, Country Financial Insurance, Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Louisiana Pacific, Tomahawk Mill, Generations Funeral Home and Crematory, Tomahawk McDonald's, Riley Family Dental, Woodland Lakes Realty, Custom Accounting Services, Mir Electric Inc., CIS Insurance Group, Health in Motion Physical Therapy, IAM, Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Wild Rivers Group Real Estate, Hometown Chiropractic Center, Hilgi's LP Gas, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Keith Hansey, Northwoods Community Realty, Tomahawk Builders Supply. Now it's time for exciting Tomahawk Hatchet sports coverage on WJJQ.
High school basketball is live and on the air. A very good Tuesday evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alex Cook. Great to have you with us. We are coming to you from the Hatchet House here in Tomahawk, and we've got a double dip into basketball for you tonight as the Tomahawk Hatchets take on the Elko Hornets. And joining me right back in the broadcast booth is the one and only Terry Tim. Welcome back, my friend.
Yeah, filling in for your regular Matt Tyler. So instead of a Cadillac in the color chair, you got a Rambler in the Rumble seat here.
I love it. So let's dive right into our Fairman Orthodontics Radio pregame show. Now, how this doubleheader is going to work is that both teams are going to play varsity games. The girls will play first, and the boys will play second. We'll also hear from both coaches, Eric Neve and John Long, later on tonight. Let's go ahead and start with the girls here, Pike. What an amazing start it has been for the Tomahawk girls this year. They're 3-0 to begin the year. They've got two conference wins, which, by the way, is the first time that's happened since 2006-2007 in the old Lumberjack Conference. And really, the biggest reason why they have performing so well to begin the year has been defense and primarily the play of Freya Ahlberg.
Yeah, well, they've got a couple of good things going from what I can tell. I haven't seen them live yet this year. I watched them the last few years next to you, of course, Alex. But they've got Miss Inside and Miss Outside going.
Yes.
So I hope that they continue to feed that two-headed beast. Go inside. The inside game opens up the outside. The outside game opens up the inside. We can get them going and a little back and forth there. And I think it's going to be an exciting year for these girls.
Yeah, I really think so, too. Again, Freya Ahlberg, in case you missed it, against Antigo, became the fourth player in Hatchet history to have 30 points in a single game and the first to do it since the record holder Jesse Harmon did it back in 2012-2013.
And so I was at that game on the coach's bench.
Oh, there
and
you
that
go.
That was a fantastic game. If I remember correctly, that was at Eagle River. And whatever Jesse threw up that night, it went in. It was just something else to watch. So I have fond memories of that. And a free was right there in a typical game like Jesse had. That must have been quite a sight to see.
It was definitely a sight to see. What was even a more impressive sight to see for the Hatchets was against Eagle River. They came back from down 18 at halftime. They were down by 10 with 2 minutes remaining, and Tomahawk was able to find a way to come back and win that game 42-39 back on Friday night. Frey in that game had a measly 26.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, a sign of a good team is how they handle distress.
Yeah.
And that comeback win is a signature win that they can hang their hat on the rest of the year, and the coaches can talk about that. Remember that game where we were down by 10 with 2 minutes left? You girls can do it. It instilled confidence in this team, in this coaching staff, and in the fan base.
Yeah, it definitely did. On the other side, you've got the Elko Hornets. Elko is in a bit of a rebuilding year this year, Pike. They won just one game last year. They do have a lot of players returning from last year, a couple of starters including, but they're operating under a new regime this year, which we're going to see two new regimes. In comes Emma Reynolds, who's a fresh coach. And right now, what Elko needs to find is a little bit of momentum to see if they can get a couple of wins this year.
Yeah, everybody's got to realize they come from the Northern Lakes Conference with Crandon in there and Florence and Goodman Pembine and some of those schools, Phelps. And their enrollment is 74 kids in the Elko school.
Yeah.
Between the boys and girls teams tonight, they have 14 players. That's 19% of their total student enrollment.
Yeah.
Of course, they don't have, this is the only game in town as far as winter sports for Elko, whereas Tomahawk has multiple winter sports for both the boys and the girls.
Yep. So, Pike, as we dive right into our keys of the game here, what are going to be the keys for Tomahawk to improve that record from 3-0 to 4-0?
Well, number one, they can't come out cocky. Yes, you're 3-0, but you worked hard to get there. You got to continue to work hard because Elko's not going to roll over for you. So they've got to stay true and be confident right from the start. And like I said before, they got to feed the two-headed beast. Go inside to Freya, pop it outside to Claire for the three-pointers. And I'm anxious to see these new young girls, the freshman girls,
yes,
on this team also. I watched them as a referee in the middle schools. I had all the games here last year. And we've got some talented girls coming up through the pipeline here, this freshman class especially.
You know, the other thing to point out with this freshman class, you mentioned, you know, Lizzie Long has been in the starting lineup. You also have Anita Zert, Lydia's younger sister, who came in off the bench. She had 11 points in her first ever varsity game against Butternut. She was the reason Tomahawk was able to hang on and win that game.
When you have a freshman that can come in critical situation, that shows a lot of maturity on that girl, a lot of confidence in her own abilities, which bodes well for the entire team for this coming year.
Now, what about Elko? What do they need to do to get their first win of the season?
Well, they haven't had many games, so they're still trying to find out their identity. As you talked about their new regime, they've got a couple of scorers. This Hannah Schmidt averages 6 points and 7 rebounds a game. Mm-hmm. And Lucy Pukal, 5 points and 3 rebounds a game. So we'll highlight those two girls and see how Tomahawk can handle them.
So again, right here, Pike, again, the Tomahawk is looking for another 4-0 start. Looking at the first half of their schedule, by the way, they could very well finish with 7 or 8 wins before January hits.
Wow, that's impressive.
That is very
impressive. I opened up, did a little scouting on the internet tonight, and I pulled up the Lincoln, conference for Great Northern. And lo and behold, Tomahawk's at the top of the conference. I'm saying, do I have the right page on the internet here?
Yeah, you are correct.
Wonderful to see.
You would be correct. It is wonderful, wonderful to see. We're going to go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we'll hear from Hatcha Girls Coach John Long to get his thoughts on tonight's game. This is the Fairman Orthodontics Radio Pregame Show here on WJJQ.
Fairman Orthodontics provides professional orthodontic services to families here in the Northwoods at Riley Family Dental in Tomahawk. This is Dr. Jen from Fairman Orthodontics. We offer the best in comprehensive orthodontic treatment in a relaxed, family-friendly setting with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself believe that by offering child and adult braces, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve our patients' overall confidence. To achieve the smile you've always wanted, call 359-1910 or visit our website at fairmanorthodontics.com and schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Fairman or myself, Dr. Jen. For nearly 40 years, we've been providing exceptional orthodontic care and creating beautiful smiles for every age, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
Tyler and the Tomahawk Pharmacy team wish our student athletes the best of luck during this Hatchet broadcast. For all your prescription and over-the-counter needs, Tomahawk Pharmacy can assist. They're open Monday through Friday between 9 and 5:30, Saturday morning from 9 until noon. This cold and flu season, remember that the trained certified vaccinators can provide flu, COVID, and RSV vaccinations. Call to schedule your appointment at 453-6600 or stop by Tomahawk Pharmacy at 315 West Wisconsin Avenue, right next to the post office in downtown Tomahawk. And good luck, Hatchets!
As your local insurance agent here in Tomahawk, Calhoun Insurance helps you identify the insurance coverage that best fits your needs, personalized to help you make smarter decisions about insurance. Calhoun Insurance has the knowledge and over 30 years of experience to help you better understand your coverage options, whether it's auto, home, renters, business, life, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or snowmobile insurance. Questions about Medicare and getting closer to 65? Talk to Tim Calhoun. Calhoun Insurance will provide you with the best customer service available anywhere. Call 715-224-3259 with questions or to set up an appointment. Calhoun Insurance, just south of Hometown Feed Mill. Calhoun Insurance Agency is proud to support Hatchet Athletes.
Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, would like to wish our Hatchet student-athletes and coaches the best of luck during this sports event and all season long. PCA is proud to serve customers' needs for containerboard products throughout the country, producing over 3.9 million tons of craft linerboard annually. And our PCA mill is Sustainable Forestry Initiative certified. Everyone at PCA Tomahawk salutes our student athletes for your hard work and dedication to your sports.
Welcome back to the Fairman Orthodontics Radio pregame show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. It's now time for part one of our Hatchet interview of this doubleheader. And joining me right back here in the booth is Hatchet girls basketball coach John Long. John, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
All right, so let's go ahead and talk about this. Really a resounding start to the season for you. You get your first conference win over Antigo. Then you turn right around and come back from down 18 to beat Northland Pines on Friday night. Why don't you give me the biggest reason why your team was able to overcome such a large deficit?
Well, I was really proud of the girls, the way they just kept their composure. They never gave up. You know, we were down 18 at halftime. We went in the locker room, and, you know, I thought about having that, you know, chew their butts out speech, kind of fire them up. But really, this group doesn't respond to that as well as they do just saying, hey, yeah, we didn't play very well the first half. We got to suck it up. You got to play for each other, play for your teammates, and crawl back in this game. And it took us a little bit, but we did.
So your team obviously is 3-0 to begin the season, John. Really surprising a lot of the town with your play already. What do you think is the biggest reason why your team has gotten off to this undefeated start?
Well, it's a tight-knit group, and they do kind of play for each other. It's a you know, an interesting mix of seniors, you know, one junior, and then the sophomores, and then some freshmen that have really been contributing to the team. And they've really, you know, when you walk in that gym, you don't look at them and say, okay, well, there's you know, a few seniors over here and freshmen are over on this end. They're all together. They treat each other like equals, and they work their tails off in practice, and that's really been the difference.
Again, talking here with Hatchet girls basketball coach John Long here on the Fairman Orthodontics Radio pregame show on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. John, one of the biggest reasons why your team is 3-0 right now has been the play of Freya Alberg down low. She has now had 25 points or more in back-to-back games so far this year. What has been the biggest reason she's taken a big step forward this year?
Well, I think it's her mental approach to the game. She's had some good games in the past, and we know what she's capable of. And we talked a lot about this last year about, hey, you have to have that warrior mentality. You have to go out there and understand that most nights you can be the best player on the floor if you want to be, but you have to act like it. You have to be aggressive and take that mentality to the game. And this season she's really, I think, grown as a player, and she's become mentally tougher. And she didn't have a great start at Pines on Friday. She missed a lot of easy bunnies, and she was a little frustrated. They were triple-teaming her, and she was able to settle down and, you know, kind of gather herself, and her teammates still believed in her and got us 26.
So, Coach, looking at this particular team, what is the biggest thing you think you need to improve on as you start to head into the final couple, as we start to get into the meat and potatoes of this season?
Yeah, it's a great start. 3-0 is a great start, but it's a long list of things we have to work on. We can't afford to come out and have a slow start. You know, I don't think we were very locked in mentally before that game, so it was a good learning experience. We always have to cut down our turnovers. A lot of that is you know, having some younger ball players that are handling the ball more. We have to continue to work on just taking care of the ball and longer offensive possessions. And then defensively, we just have to talk more. I mean, when we talk, we're really, really tough as a team. But when we start breaking down and not speaking and not calling out picks and screens and communicating with each other, then we can struggle at times. So we've got to just work on those things, and I think it'll make a big difference.
Let's go ahead and talk about your opponent here tonight. It's a team that you've played quite a bit over the last couple of years, the Elko Hornets. They're a non-conference opponent, but you have a lot of familiarity with them. What does your team need to do to get the win?
Yeah, we've just got to be very disciplined, take care of the ball, and then we have to take our time on offense and not rush possessions, really cut down our turnovers, and then if we talk on defense, I think that we're going to cause some problems for them. I would love to see our offensive efficiency grow tonight.
Any final thoughts before we wrap things up, Coach?
No, I always appreciate the coverage on the queue, and we appreciate all the fan support, and hopefully we can continue to keep this rolling.
Of course, Tomahawk takes on Elko tonight. Tip is at 6 o'clock. John Long, thank you very much for joining me. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of the Fairman Orthodontics Radio pregame show right after this on WJJQ.
Arnott Plumbing of Tomahawk is happy to provide professional service to our Northwoods area for over 50 years. And they're happy to be a sponsor of Hatchet Broadcasts. from residential and commercial plumbing projects to soil testing and septic installation. Master plumbers Tom and John Arnott carry on the family values that built the foundation for Arnott Plumbing. So if you're remodeling your kitchen or bathroom, building a new home and need a septic system installed, or simply need a leak fixed, call Arnott Plumbing today at 453-2435. Visit their showroom to check out the latest faucets and fixtures on County Highway A in Tomahawk. Arnott Plumbing, happy to join our team in providing Hatchet Sports coverage on WJJQ.
Dr. Kelly Mulcarrick offers professional chiropractic care from children to seniors at Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk. New patients are always welcome, so call to schedule your visit at 453-5365. See them online at TomahawkHometownChiro.com and see their Facebook page. Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk, located on the corner of North 4th and Mohawk Drive, proudly serving families in the Northwoods with professional chiropractic care and proud to support our Tomahawk Hatchet student-athletes and this radio broadcast here on WJJQ.
Chris and Ed at Woodland Lakes Realty look forward to assisting you with all your real estate needs. Working with folks in our Northwoods area, selling country homes, city homes, lake lots, wooded lots, hunting lots, waterfront homes, and commercial property. Discover the property that you're looking for with their user-friendly website at woodlandlakesrealty.com or call 224-3800. Better yet, swing by for a visit at their North 4th Street location, Woodland Lakes Realty. Phone 224-3800.
And welcome back to the Fairman Orthodontics Radio pregame show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you from the Hatchet House in Tomahawk as we're getting set for tonight's doubleheader between the Tomahawk Hatchets and the Elko Hornets. The girls' game will be first and the boys will be second. Let's take a look at some of the other girls' games taking place across the Northwoods tonight. Elsewhere, you've got Lakeland. They're at home. They're taking on Rice Lake, a heavyweight battle there. You got Merrill at home against Wausau West. Antigo heading out to Rhinelander. Shawamigan is in Prentice. Florence is in Leona Wabino. Phillips is out on the road. They are in Athens. And Three Lakes Phillips is heading over to Crivitz tonight. So again, Pike, this is a pretty important game for Tomahawk here early on. The one thing we want to see from them is to see if they can keep that momentum up from their hot start that they've had so far this year.
Yeah, it's a non-conference game, so it's not that important, but it's important for team chemistry and to keep that confidence rolling. So I'm anxious to see these girls play here tonight. And Elko, they've only played one game this year. It's a new regime. No seniors on the team. So they're still searching for their identity. I think it's important for Tomahawk to get off to an early, easy lead and coast a little bit here tonight. So these first 3 minutes of the game will be mighty important because Elko's in a foreign environment here. A lot of underclassmen, new coaches. Yeah. They don't know what to expect. That's the time to put the throttle down, Alex.
Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups tonight. First off, for the Elko Hornets, starting a junior, number 12, Hannah Schmidt. A sophomore, number 14, Lucy Pakal. A freshman, number 20, Isabel Multoff. A sophomore, number 24, Mallory Malitz. And rounding out the starting lineup, number 44, a junior, Lauren Amy. And the Elko Hornets are coached by Emma Reynolds in her first year at the helm. Now the starting lineup for your Tomahawk Hatchets. At center, a junior, number 5, Freya Alberg. A freshman, number 10, Lizzie Long. Senior, number 11, Claire Albert. Senior, number 24, Lydia Zert. And rounding out your starting lineup for the Hatchets, sophomore, number 41, Aubrey Seibert. Hatchets are coached by John Long and assisted by Tim Albert. Pike, any final thoughts before we wrap things up here?
No, this is going to be a fun one. I love these back-to-back doubleheaders. It gives the fans of the girls a chance to see the boys. Fans of the boys see the girls, and if parents have one or two kids playing, one's a boy, one's a girl, they don't have to split and go different towns. They can all watch it right here. There's still time for people to come on out. We're going to have some good basketball here tonight, Alex.
Yes. Yes, there will be. That's going to wrap up our Fairman Orthodontics Radio pregame show here on WJJQ. When we come back, tip-off from the Hatchet House here in Tomahawk. This is Hatchet Basketball on WJJQ.
Evan and the team at Tomahawk Builders Supply are proud to be one of our radio sponsors of Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on WJJQ. Tomahawk Builders Supply is your complete building center. From planning and advice to top quality building supplies for the do-it-yourselfer or contractor, including Anderson Windows, Therma-True Doors, Mannington Flooring, Dura Supreme Cabinets, and Benjamin Moore Paint. Tomahawk Builders Supply is open Monday through Saturday and is located at 120 North Railway Street, just a block off Wisconsin Avenue in Tomahawk. Go Hatchets!
Hello, Tomahawk. This is Master Electrician Ricky Mayer from Mayer Electric Incorporated. I am a second-generation electrical contractor. I would like to take this time to wish our student athletes, coaches, and managers good luck this season. As a former THS graduate, athlete, and coach, I know it takes hard work and attention to detail to be successful. We at Mayer Electric strive for that same hard work and attention to detail while working for you. So if you'd like a free estimate on some upcoming work you need done, give me a call at 453-2062. That's 453-2062. Go get them hatchets, and always remember, when you need electrical work done, to be picky and call Ricky.
Hilge's LP Gas has been putting their customers and hatchet fans first for over 65 years. Hilge's offers professional installation, sales, and service, including a complete selection of Carrier furnaces dedicated to improving your quality of life by creating a comfortable and healthy living environment. Hilge's reminds you to be prepared for power outages with your own generator from Hilge's and, of course, dependable LP Gas delivery service. Hilge's LP Gas on South Tomahawk Avenue in Tomahawk. Call 453-3505 or see one of Hilge's other convenient Northwoods locations.
You changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose. Because you do anything for your kids, that's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kevin Ehrman will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance can mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kevin Ehrman at 715-453-2085 in Tomahawk today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Custom Accounting Services would like to be a part of your team, whether a business or individual. Custom Accounting Services will provide the highest level of service for your tax preparation, bookkeeping, or payroll. Custom Accounting Services providing professional service so you can relax and take the stress out of tax time or issues with the IRS. Stop by Custom Accounting Services, 208 West Mohawk Drive. Call 453-5248 for your appointment or if you have any questions. Custom Accounting Services, wishing all the Hatchet student athletes the best of luck in this sporting event.
And welcome to Hatchet Basketball on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you from the Hatchet House in Tomahawk tonight as the Tomahawk Hatchets in a basketball doubleheader take on the Elko Hornets. The Tomahawk girls coming in with a 3-0 record, surprising a lot of people with their play so far this year, with wins over Antigo and Northland Pines, their first two conference wins since 2018-2019. Their last conference win before this year was in January of 2019 against Northland Pines.
Wow.
Yeah. So breaking a five-year streak, and of course they have two conference wins for the first time since 2006-2007 when they went 2-8 in the old Lumberjack Conference back in the day. That was when they had Phillips and Ashland, and I believe Lakeland was also in that conference.
Yes, they
were. Park Falls was in that conference as well. So it's been a long time since the Hatchets have had moderate success, and it's good to see that here tonight. We're also going to see, hopefully, not only Freya Albert and Claire Albert. Let's see if a couple of these freshmen can step up and play big tonight.
Well, these are the type of games when you can do a little bit experimenting, too. It's a non-conference game. Let's see how this combo works. Let's get the young girls a little bit more time. Don't necessarily have to play your stars for the entire game if the lead is in your favor. So let's see what develops as the game goes on.
So again, Tomahawk and Elko going toe-to-toe. Tomahawk will go from left to right. Elko will go from right to left to begin tonight's game. Again, Elko, they're looking for their first win of the season. They've only had one game so far to date. That was their Northern Lights Conference opener against Florence last week. Freya Allberg will tip off for Tomahawk. Tipping off for Elko is the junior Hannah Schmidt, who was their leading scorer last week. And they're lost to Elko. Ball is in the air, and the tip goes to Tomahawk's Lydia Zert. Tomahawk out and running. Albert bounce pass, knocked away at the last second. Freya Albert goes to the floor, tries to get rid of it, but instead it's a turnover to Isabel Moltoff, the freshman. And Elko's going to start with a defensive stop and a possession early on. Now here is Hannah Schmidt going left, guarded tightly by Lizzie Long, the freshman. And that is going to be a foul early on Lizzie. Her first and the first team foul 19 seconds into this one.
Yeah, even though Tomahawk had that turnover on their opening possession, there was a loose ball on the floor, and our star, Lee Freya, was on the ground wrestling for that ball, diving. So I like to see that from your star. She's willing to do what she has to get a win here.
And a jump ball tie-up right away between Lauren Amy and Lydia Zert. Possession arrow will favor the Elko Hornets. Off the inbound from Lucy Pacall, who was her second lean scorer against Florence last week.
And Tomahawk starts, as usual, in their man-to-man defense, even on plays out of bounds under the basket.
Schmidt tries to get it in, does to Pacall, tries to go up and under. That shot blocked, and it looks like it's going to be a travel. It will go back to Tomahawk. Good defense that time from Freya Ahlberg.
Yeah, they collapsed on the ball went into the lane area, and they had a double team going there. It's nice on-ball pressure by the Hatchets creating that turnover.
Albert top of the key swings at Lizzie Long near side. Now back to Lydia Zert, back to Long. Long into the corner, Albert fakes, gets it back to Lizzie, over to Lydia, finds Seibert. Seibert standing on the right wing, swings it back to Zert. Lizzie looks, gets it over into the corner. Albert, three ball, corner pocket. Off the rim, no good. Rebound will go out of bounds, and back to Elko it will go.
Tomahawk moved the ball pretty good that time. Elko set up in a 1-2-2 zone or a 3-2 zone, depending on how you look at it. And Tomahawk was moving around. Let the ball find the open shot. We don't have too many girls that are good at one-on-one except Freya maybe down low. So move that ball around against the zone. Get the zone moving. That creates gaps, and you can get some wide-open shots.
Inbound thrown into Moltoff for Elko, and the Hornets will try and set up their offense. We're a minute in, still scoreless. Schmidt goes to the left, fakes, picks up her dribble, swings it over to Isabel Moltoff. Now is going to go ahead and swing it back. It's Schmidt now standing on the wing. Amy standing in the corner. Knocked out of bounds by Ahlberg, who will remain with Elko.
Tomahawk's got to watch out. They're doing a lot of poke checking, trying to snap the ball out. It's looking like low-hanging fruit to them, but that's how you can pick up some easy fouls, too. So we've got to stay out of foul trouble here early in the game.
Here's ball now guarded by Lydia Zert. Pacall spinning around to the right. Bounces it inside to Amy. Quick out to Schmidt. She tries a three. Short. Rebound grab by Freya Ahlberg. Here comes Tomahawk out and running with Claire Albert. Claire looking to go fast. She's going to stop and stepped out of bounds. Trying to get the pass off to Lizzie Long, but could not maintain possession. Elko gets it back.
Tomahawk trying to sneak in some transition baskets there. Claire pushing the ball up. Now we're starting with some full court pressure.
There's an inbound pass that's picked off by Claire Albert. She was looking for Moltoff. Albert to Long, top of the key. Swings it back to Claire. Open look for three. And that one was short. Loose ball rebound scooped up by Moltoff that time. And a tie-up between Moltoff and Freya Albert. Possession arrow favors Tomahawk.
Freya very active on the defensive end here tonight, diving for one ball on a possession, and they're causing a tie-up.
Inbound thrown into Ahlberg, looking, spins, turn around, right-hand hook. That one is good. Freya Ahlberg with a little spinorama inside for the first two of the night, and there's an inbound pass taken away by Lizzie Long. Freya standing at the top of the key to Lydia Zert. She swings it to Albert, kicks it back to Lydia, over to Lizzie. Now here's Aubrey Seibert in the corner, back over to Long. Now Ahlberg baseline, 15-footer from Freya! Freya Ahlberg's got the first four of the night for the Hatchets. How about that? And a timeout is going to be called by Coach Emma Reynolds of Elko. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll go ahead and keep it here. Well, Pike, again, with Freya, the moves, the points that she was putting up, you know, she didn't add really anything to her arsenal. How about a spinorama and a 15-foot jumper to get the scoring going?
That was the smoothest move I've seen Freya do in 3 years. She dribbled down the right side of the lane, did a little drop step spin, and for a wide open little four-footer, and she put it in with a nice touch, 2 points. Then she had the steal and a baseline 10-footer and caught nothing but nets. So she's playing with confidence, and rightfully so, because she's finding the bottom of the well, Alex.
Yeah, she really is. Again, she had 26 points in the team's win over Northland Pines back on Friday. She had 30 against Antigo. Again, was just the fourth player in Hatchet history with 30 points in a game. She also had the second most made shots from the field in a game in Hatchet history. Charlotte Smith had 13, and she did it twice back in 1977.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a very, very impressive go of it. Elko trying to get it on the inbound. Instead, they are able to Pakal. Take it away. Lizzie Long to Aubrey Seibert. Her layup is good. Aubrey Seibert's got two for the Hatchets, and it's 6-0 here early on. Now here comes Elko back the other way. Another interception, this time from Lizzie Long. Long crosses over. Pull-up jumper. Off the glass, no good. Rebound grabbed by Moltoff. And now here comes Hannah Schmidt. Tries to get the long pass up, and she does to Pakal. Goes right by Lydia Zirk. Goes up. Rejected by Freya Auberg out of bounds.
I'm waiting for her to do a Mutombo and just wave that index finger. Not in my neighborhood. No, no, no.
Not in my house. Sophomore Ruthie Visser comes in for the first time. She'll replace Mallory Malitz for Elko. Lauren Amy will get it in. Does to Moltoff. Turn around. Jumper over Albert. No. And Freya Albert, guess who, hauls down the rebound. Here comes Albert back the other way for the Hatchets. Albert leaves it back for Lizzie. Pulls up for three. Kaboom! Lizzie Long with the triple, and the Hatchets are off to a 9-0 start. Man, what a start for Tomahawk here in this one. The hot shooting continues. Here comes Schmidt spinning around. Her jumper over Albert. No. Freya with the rebound. Up to Claire. Tomahawk out and running again. Albert stopping at the three-point arc. Albert now swings it to Zert. Over to Lizzie. Into the corner, Seibert. Looks. Bounces it baseline. Albert back to Auberg. High post. She gets it back. Zert tries a three. No good that time. Rebound grabbed off the bounce by Visser. And now here comes Elko back the other way. Lucy Pakal crossing over on Lydia Zert. Tomahawk with a 9-0 lead, 14:25 to go first half. Pakal going right. Now picks up her dribble, guarded by Lydia. Inside to Moltoff. Jumper. That one looked like it was tipped out of bounds. It was by Albert. Elko retains possession.
Tomahawk with good defensive pressure here early in the first half. And it's created some opportunities on the transition game, and Tomahawk is looking real sharp on both ends of the court early on here, just like we talked about was very important to start this game out.
Schmidt looking, turn around, her jumper over Long, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It looks like it was last touched by Auberg. It will remain with Elko.
Elko doing a good job moving the ball around. The shots just aren't falling for him.
Not early on. Inbound thrown into Pakal. Picks up her dribble. Bounce pass knocked away. Lizzie Long comes up with a steal. Auberg up to Albert. Tomahawk with a 3-on-2. Albert drives. Her layup. Oh. No. Lizzie Long tries the rebound. Fights for it. And instead, coming up with it is Lucy Pakal. Elko looking to go out and run. Pakal driving down the lane. Stops. Goes underneath. Looks like that's a double dribble. And it was. It will go back to Tomahawk.
Could tell by the expression on her face, oh, I'm not supposed to do that.
Nope.
Got caught red-handed with that extra dribble after she picked it up.
Here comes Lizzie Long now for the Hatchets. 9-0 here, start for Tomahawk. Auberg into Albert. Back out Seibert. She finds Lizzie. Try to get it back to Seibert. Bad pass, though, and a takeaway. Moltoff comes up with it. Now here comes Visser. And Ruthie Visser will swing it back over to Hannah Schmidt. Schmidt will go to the top of the key, guarded by Long, gets it inside to Pakal, going back up to Lydia, swings it back out. Schmidt tries a deep three. That one hit nothing but air and out of bounds. It will go back to Tomahawk. 13-18 to go first half, and the Hatchets still clinging to a 9-0 lead.
And Tomahawk moved the ball around well against that zone defense. A zone is set up so that you can get rebounds. You've got automatic people in position on the low post there on that 2-on-2. And it's led to some rebounds for Elko.
So a foul called inside also as Albert tries to go up. That was a nice pass also from Albert trying to set her up. And that foul is on Amy. That is her first and the first team foul of the game on the Hornets. And we're going to see Anita Zert in for the first time. She's going to replace her sister Lydia. So Anita Zert making her first action. And again, she has been known for her defense early on in the season. Albert gets it into Auberg. She swings it back to Anita. Anita doubled up, instead finds Albert, top of the key. That's from way downtown. No good that time. Rebound grabbed off the bounce by Visser. And now Elko will come back the other way with Hannah Schmidt. Hornets have not been able to get off the scoreboard yet in this one. Amy gets it up over to Pakal on the right side, guarded by Anita Zert. Pakal goes to the left, knocked away by Lizzie Long. Loose ball, and Anita comes up with it. Anita driving down the lane is fouled by Pakal, and Tomahawk will have it underneath the Elko basket.
And Tomahawk with some opportunistic defense there, pressuring in the face of the dribbler passer for Elko every time. And that ball presents itself out front, we're poke checking it away and doing a good job and not having contact drawing a foul.
Quick inbound to Frey Albert. Mallory Maylitz in for Elko. Here's Long, another three. No good off back iron. Rebound grabbed by Isabel Moultop. And now here comes Elko out running. Ruthie Visser drives. Blocked, but a foul called. A late whistle. Lizzie Long picks it up. That's her second. And Coach John Long may have to go to her bench. Lizzie picks up her second. And to the line will be Lucy Pacall for Elko for two.
Yeah, we can ill afford to get one of our best players early three fouls. Got two with 12:30 left here in the first half. So John Long's got to be a little cautious there.
Pacall's first one is no good. And again, Tomahawk, what they work with, they've worked with six in one game. They've worked with seven rotation pieces in another game. And see if what they do here with Lizzie. Free throw no good, so she goes 0 for 2. Rebound grab by Claire Albert. Albert is going to cross over. Albert will go to the right, get it over to Anita. Fakes one way, back to Lizzie Long. Long looks inside, tries to find someone, will go to the left, swings it back, Anita. Fakes the three, now swings it to Lizzie, fakes one way, back to Seibert. Wide open is Albert in the corner, decides not to take it. Anita, Lizzie, Seibert, back to Long it goes. Again, Tomahawk taking their time here with this zone defense, as you mentioned, Pike. Here's Anita Zert. Bounce pass to Albert in the corner, gets it back over to Anita. Now Lizzie, top of the key, fakes, swings it, Seibert, wants to go inside to Albert, and it is not there. Back to Long it goes, swings it to Anita Zert. Anita to Lizzie. Lizzie fakes. She'll drive, trying to get it to Albert. Little bit too quick on the pass, and a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to favor Elko as Albert ties it up with Isabel Moultop.
You can tell that Tomahawk is looking to try to get it into the post. That time went around and around about four times, and then they thought that there was some pressure to get it in so that they it created a turnover.
Oh, man. Well, there's an Elko turnover. It looked like that it was Mallory Maylitz that stepped over the baseline for Elko. They had a clear path for their first points of the night, but instead it's a turnover, and Tomahawk gets it back. Claire Albert will inbound. Gets it into Auberg. Auberg goes up, gets fouled, and she'll go to the line for two. That's an easy call. Lauren Amy picks it up, I believe. Yep, that is her second. So, again, Elko's going to have to go to their bench, and Freya Auberg is to the line for two.
That's some basic out-of-bounds play where one player came from the free throw line right down Main Street, and Freya fouled her, wide open lane. She caught it, went up, but got hacked, and goes to the line for two.
Well, Auberg misses the first, and for the first time, Frances Zwicky will come in for Elko. She will replace Lauren Amy, who will sit down with two fouls. Again, Freya at the line for one more. And she goes one for two. So Freya with five of Tomahawk's first 10 points here in this half. Hatches with a 10-0 start. Long amount pass deflected right to Auburn. Gets it over to Anita Zert, and her layup is good. Boy, Anita Zert, another deflection from Lizzie Long. And it's going to remain with, is it going to Tomahawk? The initial signal was to Tomahawk, but it looks like that Elko's going to take it out. Inbound will be thrown in. Bounce pass by Schmidt is loose on the floor, and Schmidt is able to come back and get it. Claire Albert almost took it away from Moultop. Here comes Schmidt going to the left. Now spinning around to the right. Swings it out top of the key. Maylitz. She's going to try a deep three. Off back iron. No good. Rebound grab by Auberg. Tomahawk out and going again. They got a 12-0 start with 11:13 to go here in this first half. Albert to Anita Zert. Inside to Auberg. Dribble goes up. Her shot. No. Fight for the rebound. Almost taken away. And we're going to have a foul called. And it looks like that it's on Lizzie Long, which that will be her third. And that's the third team foul of the half on Tomahawk, and both teams making substitutions. Lydia will come in for Lizzie, and coming in for Elko will be Lucy Pacall, and for the first time, Jada King.
Yeah, you got to be a little more cautious. You can't be as aggressive when you got two fouls.
Long inbound pass thrown in, and it's going to go out of bounds. Man, Mallory Maylitz was trying to hit Ruthie Visser streaking towards the basket, but instead it's a turnover, and Tomahawk's going to have it underneath the Elko basket.
That long pass off of the pressure defense, full court, long pass into the front court of Elko has been open. They just haven't been able to connect on it.
No, they haven't. Inbound thrown in by Albert, goes into Albert. Fakes, goes up, her layup, no. Rebound loose, and it is going to be fought for and taken by Hannah Schmidt for Elko. And long pass up ahead, it goes to Jada King, her jumper. And I think she lost it out of bounds. It will go back to Tomahawk. Aubrey Seibert will inbound for the Hatchets. Again, Tomahawk's defense has been spectacular so far here in this first half.
It really has. The shots that have been gotten off by Elko have been highly contested shots, so no easy buckets allowed at all for the Elko Hornets.
Auburn standing out at the three-point line. Now to Anita Zerk. Claire working in the post. Back out Seibert. She tries a three. Too strong. Rebound grab by Malitz. Now here comes Elko back the other way. Working with it is Hannah Schmidt. She goes left. Uses the screen from Ruthie Visser. Gets it inside to Pakal. Turn around her shot. Rejected it again by Freya Auburn. Her second block of the night.
She's conveying a message. If you're going to come in here, I'm going to be here too, and I'm going to swat it away. That's twice she's done that. So that's got to be in the head of the driving Elko Hornet when you go into the painted area.
Schmidt shot no good. Rebound fought for. And one of the Elko players was fighting for the ball but was out of bounds and will go back to Tomahawk. And remember, Freya has that potential to have high games with blocks. She had 9 against Freedom in the playoff semifinal last year.
And she had a triple-double as a freshman, and one of the triples was on blocks.
Yep, 12 blocks in a game against Shawamigan back her freshman year. Here's Lydia Zert again in for Lizzie Long now since she has 3 fouls. Lydia will go to the left, swings it back to Seibert. Wants to get it up high post, instead finds Anita. Back out to Albert, right wing. Albert standing at the Hatchet logo, now gets it to Zert. Back to Anita, top of the key, back to Lydia. Lydia and Anita, the Zerk connection, now to Albert, fakes the three, swings it back Anita, now over to Lydia, fakes the three ball, stops, picks up her dribble, gets it back Anita, back to Lydia, over to Seibert, bounce pass Auberg, fakes, takes a dribble, 3 Hornets surround her, and it is going to be a timeout called by Elko. Coming away with it was Hannah Schmidt. I think both teams were waiting for the tie-up call, but it did not come, and it will be a full timeout. We'll go ahead and take a quick one as well. We'll be back with more after this from IAM Tomahawk Mill.
The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, Local Lodge 1713, salutes the extra dedication and effort of the Hatchet student-athletes, the managers, and the coaches. They make the commitment to represent our school and community through the extracurricular activities they do. They do their best each and every day. Our Local Lodge 1713 Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union thanks all the listeners for your support of the Tomahawk School District, and good luck, Hatchets.
And welcome back to Hatchet Basketball here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you from the Hatchet House in Tomahawk. And Pike, Tomahawk's defense has exerted their will against Elko. They lead 12-0 here in this first half.
Yeah, and I've got Elko down for 8 turnovers. That's a lot of turnovers here midway through the first half. So it's all because of Tomahawk's pressure defense, and we're doing it 90 feet. We're doing it full court here. If there's a out of bounds under Tomahawk's basket going towards Elko, we're pressuring the whole length of the court, and it's created a lot of long passes that have ended up in turnovers. So the defense has really been the story of the game so far here, Alex.
Elko will get it in, tries to find someone, gets it into Lucy Pakal. Driving on Freya Auberg, and Auberg knocks it out of bounds. It will be Elko ball underneath the Tomahawk basket.
Again, a little poke check there by the Tomahawk defense. It's low-hanging fruit with them dribbling out in front of them, so Tomahawk's trying to just poke it away or steal it. And it's leading to a lot of turnovers or out-of-bounds plays.
Inbound is thrown into Visser. Back out. 3 ball from Pakal. Off back iron. No good. Rebound loose on the floor. Hannah Schmidt comes away with it for Elko. And now now getting it into Pakal. Pakal has it knocked away by Albert. Loose in the paint and taken away by Lydia Zard. Good defense from the senior Lydia. Here comes Claire Albert back the other way. Takes it across the midcourt line. Swings it over to Lydia. Again, Tomahawk being patient with their offense here. Looking for a good shot. Here comes Albert. Bounce pass. Auburn goes up. Her jumper. No. Rebound grabbed by Mallory Malitz. One thing that you want to see from Freya is to just use the glass a little bit on those jumpers.
Use the glass, and that time she had an opportunity for a power dribble or two and take it right to the hoop and get that easy basket and power through contact, maybe get yourself at the lane, but she's settling for the little 6-foot jumper and when she could, I think, power through some and do a little power move. Bully ball.
Yep, and now a jump ball possession arrow is going to favor Tomahawk as Freya Auberg gets herself tied up with Malitz, and Elko will bring back in Isabel Moltoff.
That's at least the fourth time that Lydia has created a jump ball by her poke defense or pushing the ball out of bounds. So very active on the defensive end for Freya.
Here comes Lydia Zert now standing on the left wing. Back to Anita. Now back to Claire Albert. Fakes pass one way. Back to Anita. Left wing. Fakes. Back to Anita. Now into the corner. Albert. Three ball. Corner pocket. You got it. Claire Albert with the triple. Her first basket from the field tonight. It's 15-0 Tomahawk with 7:59 to go first half. Now here comes Hannah Schmidt. Tied up. Oh, loose ball scooped up by Anita Zern. Anita driving down the lane. Her layup, no. Albert rebound. Back up. Off back iron, no. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Lydia. It will go back to Elko. And for the first time tonight, we're going to see Autumn Merrigan enter the game for the Hatchets. She'll replace Aubrey Yes, she'll replace Aubrey Seibert.
Miss Merrigan's got an opportunity to do some damage here in her career at Tomahawk. I watched her as a middle school student. A lot of potential there.
Inbound, miscommunication, and that'll go right back to Tomahawk as that pass sails out of bounds. Boy, Elko's had a few of those passes where they just haven't really been on the same page with the press break.
And it's because of Tomahawk's pressure defense denying that short pass, and Elko has to look for the long or intermediate pass, and they haven't been able to connect on those.
Inbound to Auberg, over to Lydia, fakes, trying to find Albert. That's a very dangerous pass, but Albert's able to corral it, and Tomahawk will set up their offense. Albert over to Lydia. Stops, pulls up, 15-footer, short that time. Rebound grabbed off the bounce by Lucy Pakal. Pakal crossing over, going to the left, now spinning, and then lost it out of bounds, knocked away by Autumn Merrigan. It will remain with Elko. Good defense from the freshman.
Blindside double team came in as the dribbler was spinning around, spun right into her. Unfortunately, she had the ball, but she bounced it off her own leg.
Malitz will get it in. Does to Pakal. Turn around, right-hand jumper, off back iron, no good. Loose ball rebound, fought for. Schmidt comes away with it, and it's scooped up by Pakal now. Pakal guarded by Auberg, standing at the perimeter. She's going to drive inside. Lydia picks it up. Now over to Isabel Moltoff. Guarded by Lydia again. Here comes the screen from Pakal. Back out Schmidt, top of the key. To Pakal, lost it. Merrigan comes up with a steal. Here comes Albert back the other way. Claire driving down the lane. Bounce pass to Anita, and she lays it in. Anita Zert with 4 points, 17-0 Tomahawk here in this first half.
A nice little drive and dish. Claire taking the length of the court, drew the double team on her as she came towards the basket down the lane. Wide open teammate on the baseline, gave it to her for the easy layup.
And another turnover for Elko, so Tomahawk's going to get possession. Jada King will come in for Ruthie Visser. Albert will get it in, and she does to Auberg, standing at the three-point line. Albert, she's going to try another three. That one too strong. Auberg tips the rebound to Autumn Merrigan. Back out to Freya. Pull up 10-footer. Too strong. Rebound grabbed by Mallory Malitz for Elko. Now here comes Hannah Schmidt. Go ahead.
Elko doing a real good job on the boards. They're out rebounding us 11-5, Alex. So that defensive rebounding has saved them here so far tonight, or it could be much worse than 17-0.
Well, Moltoff's pass deflected. Another steal, this time from Lydia. Anita bounces it to Lydia. Back to Merrigan. Swings it back. Lydia for three. No. Rebound grab by Anita Zert off the bounce. Kicks it out to Claire Albert. Tomahawk resets with 6:06 to go in the first half and leading 17-0. Albert drives down the lane. That's a foul all the way. And going to the line is Claire for two. Little shaken up, but it looks like she's okay. They're going to get Lucy Pakal with that one. That's her first.
They're saying before the shot, Claire... Nope, we're shooting.
Yes, we are. Check that also. That's on Mallory Malitz, not Lucy Pakal. My mistake. So now Claire Albert will go to the line for two.
Claire was coming down the lane with two long Euro steps on one of them. She got hammered in the thigh area by an extended leg. Puts her at the line.
And Albert misses the first one badly. And now Frances Zwicky and Lauren Amy will come back in for Elko to replace Hannah Schmidt and Mallory Malitz.
Yeah, she's usually money at the foul line. When she misses like that, it means that she was shook up on that physical foul.
Yeah, it looks like she was.
And the ref is talking to her.
Yep. And it seems like, and again, as you mentioned, it was at least her lower leg. Hopefully she's okay. Again, the ref just making sure she's all right to make sure that nothing's too wrong with Claire. Second one, that one no good as well. That one off back iron. So Albert goes a rare 0 for 2 from the line. Here comes Lucy Bacall, and another jump ball, this time between Bacall and Autumn Merrigan. And possession arrow will favor Elko. And Aubrey Seibert will come back in for the Hatchets.
The freshman Merrigan is showing her presence on the defensive end. She's had a steal and almost steal right there. And she's had some nice assists down on the offensive end. So she's not overwhelmed by her situation here as a freshman playing varsity minutes.
Yeah, and Cyber will come in for Claire Albert. Claire's going to go back to the locker room to get herself checked out. Hopefully she's okay. Jumper is short. Rebound grabbed by Autumn Merrigan. And Elko, we are nearly we're over 12 minutes into the game. Elko has yet to have a single point in this one. Anita over to Seibert. Bounce pass. Freya Auber goes up. She'll go to the line for two more. And they are going to get Frances Zwicky with that one. That's her first 15 foul. No. Check that. That's on Amy. That is her third.
Whoa.
Ooh.
And Tomahawk doing a good job on that zone offense because they're swinging the ball around to the wing and Freya's waiting and then cutting down that side of the lane. That time she was wide open in the gap of the zone. Got it, continued without a dribble right up into the basket, but got fouled, puts her at the line for two.
Amy with foul number three will come out. Mallory Malitz will come in. Alberg knocked down the first. Her second one is off the front of the rim. Rebound grabbed off the bounce by Mallory Malitz for Elko. And now here comes the Hornets back the other way with Lucy Bacall. 18-0 start here for the Hatchets. 5.5 to go in this first half. Lucy Bacall swings it over to Moltoff. Guarded by Lydia Zert standing at the baseline. Fakes one way. Looks. And that one knocked away. Lydia knocks it away. Comes up with it. Lydia driving down the lane. And she will go to the line for two. Foul called on Moltoff. That is her first.
Well, Lydia made a name for herself last year, as you alluded to, as being a defensive specialist, and she's showing it again here tonight, Alex, with that steal and the breakaway all the way down the court. She had a breakaway layup, but the defender was right on her hip, and the contact caused her to miss a shot.
First one no good from Lydia. Isabel Moltoff with the foul, and now Tomahawk will be shooting the bonus the rest of the way. Hannah Schmidt, and for the first time, Katarina Natecki will come in for the Elko Hornets. They'll replace Frances Zwicky and Isabel Moltoff. Second free throw from Lydia is good. So Lydia with her first point of the night. She's 1 for 2. 19-0 Tomahawk. 5:11 to go here in this first half. Driving down the lane is Malitz, and she loses it. Freya Auberg, another tie up and a jump ball. This time possession arrow is going to favor Tomahawk.
Again, Tomahawk's defense, especially Freya Auberg, there. That's the fifth time that she's created a jump ball or a ball out of bounds. So excellent defense by Freya Auberg down in the painted area.
Anita over to Lydia. Now to Aubrey Seibert. Now baseline Merrigan.
Oh, they missed.
Swings it back. Seibert wants to go inside. Instead kicks it out to Lydia. Takes a couple dribbles. Swings it to Anita. Anita is going to stop. Hand it off to Merrigan. Fakes back out. Lydia will take a couple dribbles. Lobs it inside. Auberg tries to go up. Her layup is good. Freya Auberg with another basket. She's got a 21-0 start for the Hatchets in this one. 4.5 to go, first half.
And a key element here has been that these Zebras are letting physical contact go. It's a very physical game. Very few fouls have been called.
That one looked like a block also from Freya, her third of the night off the shot from Malitz. Here comes Zert back the other way. Lydia, that is. Swings it to Anita. She fakes. Back Lydia. Over to Seibert. Bounce pass. Auberg high post. Baseline. Merrigan. 15-footer. Yes!
Oh!
Anna Merrigan with a nice-looking jumper. 23-0 Hatchets. The freshman with her first two of the night.
She's going to earn a lot of time on the varsity this year because she's looking really strong on both ends here, Alex.
Here's Lucy Bacall crossing over. And there's another steal, this time from Anita Zert. Anita over to Lydia. Takes it across the midcourt line. Up to Seibert. Seibert dribbles, goes up, and I think she traveled. Yep, according to the official, she did. Got a little too happy that time. Ruthie Visser comes back in for Elko.
Yeah, she turned around and looked to shoot and saw it was a wide open lane, so she carried through, but she forgot to take that dribble on the first step. And turnover, Tomahawk. Elko coming the other way.
Yeah, 3.5 to go here. First half, 23-0. Tomahawk leading Elko. Another deflected pass from Merrigan. Kept in play, but instead, Anita Zert comes away with it, and she did travel that time. Lucy Bacall was fighting for it, and I think Anita had a little too much of happy feet there also with that one.
again, Miss Merrigan started that whole lapse for Elko with her defensive pressure. The freshman is really impressing me here so far in this first half.
A couple of freshmen impressing so far here.
Yes.
Here's Hannah Schmidt for Elko. Elko standing at the top of the key. Bounce pass knocked away again by Anita Zert. Loose on the floor, and it'll be a tie-up jump ball. Possession arrow favoring Elko. Anita Zert and Hannah Schmidt down at the bottom of the floor. And now Isabel Moltoff will come in for the Hornets. And she's going to replace Lucy Pakal. And Claire Albert is still back in the locker room. We have not seen her come back out on the court yet. Hopefully she's okay.
If there's any question, you keep Claire out the rest of the game.
Yeah, the way that this has been going.
We've got a long season.
Yep, and another turnover for the Hornets as Hannah Schmidt dribbles that one out of bounds. Back to Tomahawk. It will go with 3:02 to go. 23-0 here. Tomahawk leading in this first half.
And looking good on both ends.
Yeah, they
are.
Very
patient on the offensive end, moving it around.
Lydia trying to go right back inside to Auburn. She does. Auburn, short jumper, no. Rebound out of bounds. Last touch by Merrigan for Tomahawk. It'll go back to Elko. And now for the first time, we're going to have another newbie enter. Claire Albert is headed back to the bench, which is good. And Lizzie Arnott will come in for the first time for Tomahawk. She'll replace Lydia Zert with Claire Albert on the bench. Now John Long is going to go a little bit deeper now and see what Lizzie Arnott has in store.
Sophomore Lizzie Arnott.
Yes. So now here comes Hannah Schmidt crossing over, goes to Ruthie Visser. Guarded by Merrigan. Visser picks up her dribble, swings it to Moltoff. Guarded by Anita Zert, top of the key. Hannah Schmidt going to the right. Guarded by Arnott. Now swings it back over top of the key to Visser, going to the left. And it looks like Claire Albert is going to be chatting with assistant coach Tim Albert to see if she's okay to go back in or not. Here comes Schmidt driving down the lane, and a foul is going to be called on Arnott as she was with Schmidt step for step. And that'll be the first on Lizzie Arnott, and that's the fourth team foul of the half on the Hatchets.
Yep. Hatchets, should they be fouled, would be in the bonus. Three fouls to go yet for Elko to be in the bonus.
That pass goes through the hands of Natecki, but she's able to scoop it up. Elko retains possession. Moltoff going to the right, swings it back to Schmidt. Schmidt looking, going to the right. Now circling around back to left, guarded by Arnott. Fadeaway jumper, no. Rebound grab by Arnott. Bounce pass to Auberg. Auberg's going to take it up the court. Freya's going to stop at the three-point arc. Oh. Passes to Merrigan. Goes off her hands and out of bounds. It will go back to Elko. So what we see here, Claire Albert with her left, it looks like it's her left arm. She's got ice on her left arm, so hopefully she's okay. 1:54 to go in this first half. Tomahawk with a 23-0 lead over Elko in this one. Taking it across the midcourt line, Hannah Schmidt over to Ruthie Visser. Lobbing it inside. Schmidt goes up. Her layup. That one is good. First two of the night for Elko comes from Hannah Schmidt, their leading scorer. And the Hornets are finally off the schneid here in this first half. Seibert, bounce pass, Arnott. She's going to try three ball, corner pocket, short. Rebound grab by Schmidt for Elko. Schmidt taking it across the midcourt line, guarded by Arnott, spinning around, kick out. That one goes to Malitz, her three, short, and out of bounds. It will go back to Tomahawk with 1:13 to go in this first half. Coming up at halftime, we're going to chat with boys basketball coach Eric Neve to get his thoughts on the team's game tonight. We'll also take a quick review of the new coach's first two games at the helm at Tomahawk here tonight. Here is Anita Zert, bounce pass, Cyber driving baseline, trying to get it to Auberg, but a little too aggressive on that bounce pass, and it goes back to Elko.
Yeah, basic rule in basketball is don't throw a ball, a bounce pass at a big person's below their knee. And that hit Freya right in the shin there. A taller person can't reach down that low. So
no.
Get those bounce passes. If you're doing it to the post, get them up waist higher above.
Final minute here, first half. Tomahawk leading Elko 23-2. Hannah Schmidt keeps it alive. Diving for it on the floor is Pakal, and it will be a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to favor Tomahawk. Tying up with Pakal was Anna Merrigan. And now here comes Seibert inbounding for the Hatchets. Seibert gets it into Merrigan. Over to Anita Zert. Anita fakes one way. Looks. Now crosses over. Swings it to Seibert. Fakes pass one way. Back to Anita. Back to Seibert. Top of the key. Fakes pass to Merrigan. Back to Anita it goes. Anita dribbles over to Seibert. Seibert looking back to Anita. Top of the key, Arnott. She fakes the three, surrounded by two Hornets. Into the corner, Merrigan. Back to Arnott, left wing. Swings it to Anita. She finds Seibert in the corner. Seibert drives, goes up, right hand. Floater's good from Aubrey Seibert. Her second made shot from the field. She's got four, and it is 25-2 Tomahawk. 9 seconds to go, first half. Schmidt guarded by Merrigan. Schmidt's going to drive down the lane, driving it on Seibert, and a blocking foul called on Aubrey Seibert. So Elko will keep possession with 4.1 to go here in this first half. Seibert picks up her first.
That's okay by Aubrey. She had to come from the weak side because Elko player had beat her defender.
And stepping out of bounds was Mallory Maylett. So Tomahawk will have possession with 2.9 to go. Remember, if you have time, you can get a shot off here if you're the Hatchets. Seibert will roll it up. And Merrigan will scoop it up with 2 seconds. Swings it. Arnott inside. Oh, couldn't get it off in time. That's the end of the first half. Tomahawk with a dominant first half over Elko. They lead 25-2. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the Hatchet Halftime Report right after this. This is Tomahawk Basketball on WJJQ.
Chase the dream. Seize the win with American Family Insurance Pete Petta Agency. Protecting your most prized assets requires a frontline offense with American Family Insurance. Give Pete and the team a call at 453-5566 to prepare your game plan for the future. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life, American Family has the safety net you need. American Family Insurance Agency, Pete Petta, dream fearlessly. The School District of Tomahawk is happy to be a sponsor of this Hatchet broadcast on WJJQ. The administration, teachers, and support staff are excited to work with all our students from pre-K to the senior class. It will be a wonderful year of growth as the staff are looking forward to building relationships with students and parents. For the latest news and events in the Tomahawk District, be listening to WJJQ and log on to the district website at tomahawk.k12.wi.us and follow the district on Facebook also. And go Hatchets from the School District of Tomahawk.
Hi, this is Tim Nelson and John Long, broker at Wild Rivers Group Real Estate. We are proud supporters and coaches of Tomahawk Hatchet Athletics. We are thrilled to see student athletes become better both individually and as a team. Prodigy Hatchets, win or lose. At Wild Rivers Group Real Estate, it's our desire to treat you as you deserve to be treated, to care, and provide a phenomenal real estate experience. We will work very hard to ensure that you are successful and have peace of mind in your buying and selling experience. It would be an honor to care and serve you. Go get them, Hatchets.
Hey there, Hatchets. Are you ready to show your Tomahawk team pride? Well, it's time to team up with Park City Credit Union and rock your school spirit with a Hatchets debit card. Plus, when you upgrade your debit card to a Hatchets card for just $10, Park City will donate $5 to Tomahawk High School. It's a win-win for you and your school. But wait, there's more. Park City offers a variety of rewards checking accounts to choose from, and for those who love getting cash back on purchases, look no further than their PCCU cash back checking. Or if you're aiming for higher rates on your balance, enjoy earning an impressive 6% APY with their PCCU cash checking. With Park City, you'll get the rewards you deserve and a debit card that supports your school. And if you're ready to make a move, open an account or upgrade your card to a Hatchets card by visiting your local Park City Tomahawk branch. Terms and conditions apply. See credit union for details. Federally insured by NCUA. Unleash your Hatchets pride today with Park City Credit Union.
Tomahawk Wrestling Alumni is proud to be a Hatchet VIP sponsor. Having already contributed over $30,000 to the School District of Tomahawk and wrestling programs, we are dedicated to continuing the tradition of gifted and driven athletes, as well as skilled and devoted coaching staff committed to helping our student athletes succeed. Good luck to all our Hatchet athletes this season from the Tomahawk Wrestling Alumni.
Generations Funeral Home and Crematory of Tomahawk would like to salute our Hatchet student-athletes, proudly representing our community. At Generations, they offer Tomahawk and our surrounding communities professional, dignified, and affordable services. Kevin, Carrie, and Jim are proud alum of THS and wish the Hatchets good luck all season long. From Generations Funeral Home and Crematory, 1400 North 4th Street, Tomahawk. Phone 224-3182 and online, generationsfuneral.com.
Hi, this is Jimmy Charles. We are the proud owners of the Cracker Barrel BP. We are happy to support Hatchet Sports. Open 5:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Sunday and offering gasoline, food, clothing, drinks, minerals, you name it. Also, still your Hereford Junction Post Office. Cracker Barrel BP is honored to support their customers and the Hatchet athletes. Cracker Barrel BP, north of Tomahawk on County Road L, proud sponsors of the Hatchet Sports. Go get them, Hatchets.
And welcome to the Hatchet Halftime Report here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you. Tomahawk Earls up on Elko 25-2. And we're going to have our, really quickly, our pregame interview for the boys game, which is the second half of our doubleheader tonight. And joining us right here in the broadcast booth is new Hatchet boys basketball coach Eric Neve. Eric, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me, like always.
Of course. So why don't you take me through your team's first two games against Tigerton and Pines. What did you like the most about those two games?
What I like a lot right now is that we're having a lot of hustle and a lot of progress in our understanding of what we're trying to run this year. Even though the score doesn't really reflect how we played, I don't believe, the boys have been putting in a lot of hard work, and we are making progress, and we are moving forward and looking better than where we were in the beginning of the year. That's kind of the biggest thing right now for us, is just kind of progressing and getting better with our fundamentals, because last year they kind of struggled with that a little bit. This year, they're breaking the press, which was crazy to think about because watching stuff last year, they really struggled with that. So after our first game here, breaking the press, that was very exciting. Our last game against Northland Pines, we're only down by 2 at half, which was kind of a surprise for most of the people in attendance here. But these boys got the heart. They got the talent this year. So we're looking for some bigger things this year. Obviously, no conference championship. That's still kind of a long shot for us, but making some progress in the conference.
So right now, looking at this team here, Brody Rigney has been banged up through the first couple of games. How is his health right now as you go into tonight?
Right now, he's actually going to be out for 2 weeks for us right now. He kind of bummed up his old knee injury, so he won't be with us for the 2 weeks at least here in the foreseeable future, and it might be a little more advanced going from there, but crossing our fingers is only 2 weeks.
So right now, as you look at your team going forward, you've got Jeremiah Johnson, you've still got Tyler Sundquist, who's been a senior starter for you. What do you need to improve on the most as you start to get into the next few games this season?
Right now, what we're trying to look at, or at least what I'm trying to get these guys to do, is get to the rim a little bit more. Right now, we're kind of feeling a little too comfortable outside. Don't get me wrong, Jeremiah Johnson last game was like 6-for-9 for three, so he was feeling it last game. But otherwise, we need to get to the rim a little bit more, get some shots up there inside the lane, hopefully get fouled. I think we only have probably like 6 or 8 free throws with the two past games we just had, and that's not really many free throws at all. So we got to try and attack the hoop and hopefully get fouled a couple times.
Talk about your opponent here tonight. You've got the Elko Hornets. Tomahawk lost them last year in a very high-scoring and very entertaining game. What do you need to work on the most here against this Elko team in order for you to come away with the win?
Well, they only have 5 players here this year. So a big thing we're going to do is try to press them right away, get them a little tuckered out, so then hopefully we can push the ball against them and have some momentum for us. So trying to basically use our numbers against them for once.
And Tomahawk takes on Elko in the second half of our doubleheader here on WJJQ. Coach Eric Neve, good luck tonight. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with the second half of the girls' game right after this on WJJQ.
The employees and management at the Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill are proud to support our Hatchet student-athletes and coaches and wish them the best of luck this season. Louisiana Pacific employees are dedicated to making our area a great place to live. They are active in the life of our community, in our schools, churches, government, and organizations large and small. Good luck, Hatchets. We're proud of you from everyone at the Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill.
It's the roast. Wonderful time of the year. Today at Triggs, get certified Angus boneless New York strip roast at $10.99 a pound. U.S. inspected boneless beef tenderloin roast is $12.99 a pound. And certified Angus Triggs signature savory herb boneless ribeye roast at $14.99 a pound. You'll also find certified Angus boneless sirloin tip roast at $5.99 a pound. And how about this one? Bone-in ribeye roast certified Angus at $12.99 a pound. It's the roast. Wonderful time of the year in the meat department at your local Triggs store.
Incredible Bank sends out their best wishes for a successful season to our Hatchet student athletes, their coaches and staffs, both on and off the field. And make sure you listen for the incredible play of the game. Remember, Incredible Bank is here to help you succeed by offering banking products to best fit your needs. From a simple checking account
mobile banking, savings, and complete that dream of a home with a variety of mortgage products. Incredible Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender, and proud sponsor of our Hatchets.
And welcome to the second half of Hatchet Girls Basketball here on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Tim here with you, and Pike. Needless to say, a dominant first half from the Hatchets, 25-2 over Elko. And really, it's been their defense that's really performed incredibly well once again.
It's been their defense that has set the tone in this game. 19 turnovers for Elko in one half.
Wow.
That's a crazy amount of turnovers. Is it because of that pesky defense? Yes, the Zebras are letting them play. It's a physical game, but that's worked to Tomahawk's favor. But what I think it shows is a high basketball IQ by this Tomahawk team.
Yeah.
Right down to the freshmen, because they know what to do, when to set it up again. If the offense gets a little hairy, they bring it back out, set it up. They're helping on defense. They're double-teaming when the person that's got the ball has got their back turned. So it's a really high IQ effort by the here at Tomahawk, a fairly young team, and I've been impressed.
Yeah, and the other note that we'll also bring up as well, Claire Albert was icing her elbow on the sideline. She is not starting the second half. Anita Zert is going to start the second half here for the Hatchets. The Zelko has possession as the second half begins with Lucy Pakal. She is looking, picks up her dribble, knocked away to Mallory Malitz, guarded by Aubrey Seibert. Malitz picks up her dribble and swings it to Amy, tries to get it inside, and Hannah Schmidt, she traveled. Good defense that time from Freya Ahlberg. It goes back over to Tomahawk.
Excellent job, Tomahawk, again with their pressure defense there. Dumping it down under the basket. Freya had her cornered, and then the double team came, and the extra steps then pursued by the Elko Hornet. Tomahawk's ball coming back.
Yeah, Lizzie Long also back in. Ahlberg bounce pass back to Seibert. She bounced it back to Ahlberg, has it knocked out of bounds, and it's going to remain with Tomahawk. Last touch by Mallory Maywitz for the Hornets.
And you can see Tomahawk has got a predetermined mindset to force it inside to Freya, and why not? She's got the hot hand.
Yeah, here is Ahlberg. She's going to turn around. Lydia with a 15-footer in and out. Rebound fought for, loose, and coming away with it will be Lizzie Long off the bounce. Good tip out by Freya. Now here is Anita Zert back to Lydia. Top of the key over to Lizzie Long. Lizzie back to Lydia, over to Anita. Fakes, bounce pass, Seibert, baseline. Bounces it back, Anita, going to the right, swings it to Lydia, over to Lizzie. Lizzie looks inside, now swings it back outside to Lydia. Over to Anita. Anita fakes, gets it inside Seibert. Nice pass over to Ahlberg. Her layup no good that time. Rebound grab by Mallory Malitz.
Very, very patient offense. Got the shot that they wanted, just Freya put it up a little too hard off the backboard.
And now here is Lucy Pakal. Here's Hannah Schmidt, who has the only point so far for Elko tonight. She turns her right-hand hook off back iron. Rebound grab by Lizzie Long. Long takes it across the midcourt line, looking to go on a run. Nice bounce pass. Aubrey Seibert lays it in with ease. Her third made shot from the field. Seibert's got six. 27-2 Hatchets. Here comes Lucy Pakal back the other way for Elko. Picks up her dribble, guarded by Lydia. Now loose, knocked away, and another steal, this time from Lizzie Long. She's got a clear path, and she missed the layup. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Aubrey Seibert. It remains with Elko.
Lizzie Long, a freshman, with the steal on the left-hand side of the court, left-handed dribble all the way down, tried the left-handed layup, doing everything fundamentally, technically sound. It's just a little crotch shot between the backboard and the rim, and she missed the layup.
Inbound pass by Tomahawk, thrown in Ahlberg. Now here's Anita Zert, top of the key. She's going to swing it to Lizzie. She tries a three. That one's short. Rebound grabbed off the bounce by Pakal. Here comes Pakal across the midcourt line, going to the left. Picks up her dribble, swings it over to Schmidt. Gets it inside to Amy. Turn around. Tries to find Moltoff. Does underneath, and her layup is good. Isabel Moltoff with the basket, and it's now 27-4. 15:32 to go in this one.
Yeah, and that time we got caught ball watching. We lost the player that we were supposed to be guarding. She had a wide-open layup.
Here is Anita Zert. Now swings it over Seibert. Bounce pass. Ahlberg again. Back out to Seibert. Instead, it deflects right back to Freya. Lydia now swings it to Lizzie. Back to Lydia it goes. Wants to go inside. Back out, Lizzie. Over to Anita. Pass deflected, and it is going to remain with Tomahawk. Lizzie's able to go into the back and get it. Lizzie swings it to Anita. Fakes over to Lydia. Back to Lizzie. Right wing. Looks inside. Back to Lydia. Drives. Kick. Anita. Seibert. Baseline. Takes a dribble. Gets it. Auberg. Her jumper. No good that time. Rebound grabbed by Lucy Pacall.
Moving the ball well again. Got the shot that we wanted. We just didn't connect at the end.
Inbound will be thrown in. Pacall's jumper. No good. Rebound grabbed by Anita Zert. No, excuse me. That was Seibert. Excuse me. Here comes Lydia over to Anita now, left wing. And again, Tomahawk taking as much time as they can to make sure that they get a good shot here. Lydia over to Anita, gets it to Seibert, and she traveled. Back it goes to Elko. And Tomahawk a little bit shaky here, and this is what happens when you have your star player, also Albert, sitting on the bench to start the second half.
Yeah, you tend to get content with this big a lead, and you play not to lose instead of staying with that aggressiveness that got you to this lead. You got to play to win, not play to not lose.
Pacall's jumper's no good. Rebound grab by Al Alberg. Here comes Long out and running. Lizzie, nice pass up. Seibert, her layup is good again. Aubrey Seibert leaking behind the defense on a consistent basis. She's got a 29-4.
Yeah, it's Aubrey Seibert 4 and Elko 2 in this second half.
There you go. Now here's Hannah Schmidt guarded by Lizzie Long. Back out to Pacall. Going to the right. Picks up her dribble. Gets rid of it back to Schmidt. Goes over to Lizzie Long. Schmidt looking. Guarded by Anita Zert. Tries to go up. Her shot no good. Rebound off the bounce. Fought for and grabbed by Schmidt. Fighting for Seibert. Kick out to Moltoff. She tries a three. Too strong. And that ball will go out of bounds. It goes back to Tomahawk with 13:22 to go in the game. And coming back in for Tomahawk will be Autumn Merrigan. She is going to replace Freya Alberg.
Going small ball now here, taking free out. A well-deserved rest, if I might say.
Yes. Back to Lydia goes as Tomahawk gets it across the midcourt line. Again, five out for the Hatchets. Anita to Seibert. Over to Anita, back to Lydia, Long, Merrigan, fakes, back to Lizzie, inside to Lydia, turns around and is fouled by Lauren Amy, and that is number 4 on Amy for the Hornets.
A larger girl who likes to play bully ball there, and she got caught sliding into the offensive player in her defensive stance trying to draw the foul, but she was definitely moving.
And again, that's the 4th on Amy. She's staying out there. Inbound pass knocked out of bounds. They are going to say, last touch by Moltoff of Elko. It's going to remain with Tomahawk. 13:02 to go here in this one. And Elko will make a substitution. Ruthie Visser comes in. Amy will get a rest with 4 fouls.
Let's see if they go with the out-of-bound play where the out-of-bound tosser. This time Lizzie gets the 3-point shot.
Instead, Lizzie's going to go down low. Lydia picks up a dribble. Cross court to Seibert. Dangerous pass, but able to get it there. Bounces it back to Merrigan. She finds Lizzie. Into the corner, Anita. Back to Lydia, top of the key, and Tomahawk's just going to run their offense. Lizzie, cross court to Anita. Lydia, Lizzie. Into the corner, Seibert. Timeout is called by Coach John Long. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. We'll be back with more after this from CIS Insurance Group.
The CIS Insurance Group is delighted to support our Tomahawk Hatchets and wish our student athletes, coaches, and staff a successful season. CIS Insurance Group has worked with businesses and individuals in our Northwoods for over 30 years, providing professional insurance solutions. Proudly offering West Bend, Erie, and other leading carriers. If you have any questions or concerns about your insurance coverages or would like a quote for your needs, simply call CIS Insurance Group at 453-3366.
And welcome back to Hatchet Basketball here on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you. Tomahawk with a 29-4 lead over Elko in the first half of this basketball doubleheader. And again, with the Hatchet, got a good Hatchet crown across the way, by the way, Pike. The Hatchet wrestling and hockey teams, which in case you missed it earlier today, the Hatchet hockey team is ranked number 1 in the state in Division 2 for the first time in school history.
Would you say that again, Alex?
Number one in Division II in the state for the first time in school history.
That so sounds nice. So good, I had to hear it twice,
Of course you did, yeah. Meanwhile, Tomahawk Hockey, they actually have a Great Northern Conference showdown with Rhinelander coming up Thursday. And our next Hatchet broadcast will be on Friday when Marshfield comes to town. Keith Hansey will join me in the broadcast booth for that one. Here is Lizzie Long back to Anita Zert. Anita over to Lizzie, swings it to Seibert in the corner. Seibert swings it Merrigan right wing, high post. Lizzie Long with an elbow jumper, and she hits. How about that? Lizzie Long, the freshman, getting in on the action. She's got five. It's 31-4.
Well-used timeout. Coach Long emphasizes that the double post that was rotating down through the lane, they got it into Lizzie Long in that position. She put up a nice little 10-footer for 2 points.
Bacall's three, no good, out of bounds. It goes back to Tomahawk. And again, the one thing that impresses me going back to the hockey team, they have pretty much most of their core back, and they've got a couple of good-looking freshmen. I'm not going to be surprised, folks, if Tomahawk makes a deep run in the postseason again this year. Here's Anita standing on the left wing. Back to top of the key, Lizzie Long. Merrigan back to Long. Fakes one way. Over to Seibert. Seibert standing at the top of the key. Swings it over to Long. Back to Anita Zert now, top of the key. Back to Long. Into the corner. Merrigan tries to find someone cutting to the basket. Instead, baseline goes to Seibert. Bouncing it to Lizzie. Her layup is good. Another bucket for Lizzie Long. She's got 7, 33-4.
Nice short pass to the dunker zone along the lane on the baseline. Then the post player cuts through, and it's wide open because of the double team on the baseline player. Easy two for Tomahawk Hatchets. Lizzie Long looking sharp.
Here is Ruthie Visser now for Elko. That one deflected. Another tip pass from the Hatchets, and that one goes right to Lucy Bacall for the Hornets. Bacall dribbles, gets it inside, and that layup no good. Moltoff the rebound. She goes up, scores it, and a foul. Isabel Moltoff will go to the line for one more. Off the rebound and miss from Mallory Malitz. That foul is on Anita Zert. That is her first, and the first team foul of the half for the Hatchets, and Moltoff will go to the line for one.
Miss Moltoff having a nice second half here. She's got all four of the points and a chance to make it five here in the second half.
And she doesn't. That one actually misses everything but the net. Out of bounds. It goes back to the Hatchet. So again, 33-6. Again, looking at what Tomahawk is, we hope the injury to Albert's not that serious. But the Hatchets, they've got another winnable game coming up Friday when Three Lakes Phelps comes to town.
Yeah, we'll see how Claire is doing. They're doing the smart thing. Be cautious here. This is a non-conference game.
And Lydia steps out of bounds. It goes back to Tomahawk, 11:02 to go. And the other thing is, Tomahawk doesn't only has two Great Northern Conference games in, but to be able to get off the schneid also, losing conference game after conference game for 5 years straight, that has got to prove to be a big boost to confidence for the Hatchets going forward. They've got a couple of good programs also coming up next week. They play against Rhinelander a week from Friday, but before that, they are in Crandon. On American with a deflected pass, going back in to get it is Ruthie Visser. Here comes Hannah Schmidt across the midcourt line. Schmidt bounce pass to Moltoff. Moltoff turn around, blocked by Anita Zert. Good defense again from the freshman. Anita looking up court. Long pass up to Seibert. Back to Anita goes. Tom Uncle said, oh, Lydia's going to try a three. No. Rebound. Anita Zert back up and in. Anita Zert with another bucket. She's got 6, 35-6. Tomahawk over Elko with 10:13 to go. And now Freya Ahlberg and Lizzie Arnon will get set to come in during the next dead ball. Coming back in, Ruthie Visser knocked away again. Lydia with another steal. Lydia in transition. Nice pass over. Lizzie Long's layup is good again. Lizzie with 9 leading the Hatchets and scoring 37-6.
I like seeing Tomahawk getting into the transition game. Live ball turnovers can lead to easy layups at the other end. You just got to keep running.
How about another takeaway? Oh, almost another takeaway. Yes, another takeaway. Man, Lydia Zert 2-on-1. Lydia to Anita. The Zert connection doesn't work. Lydia and Anita fight for the rebound. Anita goes back up and scores again. Boy, it's the freshman providing most of the scoring for the Hatchets here in the second half. How about that?
Oh, that bodes well for the next 3 years after this year, I'll tell you that.
Yes, it does. Hannah Schmidt going to the right. Long pass into the corner to Pacall. Guarded by Lydia Zert. Lydia with another deflected pass. Schmidt backing in. Her layup no good. Rebound fought for. And Lydia takes it away right out of the hands of Moltoff. Another transition opportunity. Anita Tamarigan back to Seibert. Her layup, no. Anita grabs the rebound, and she'll take it back out to the three-point arc where Tomahawk will reset. Lydia over to Lizzie. Lizzie look for three. Off the back iron, no good. Anita flying in, almost got the rebound, and Elko couldn't haul it down. Tomahawk maintains possession. Freya Ahlberg and Lizzie Arnott come in for the Hatchets, and coming in for Elko will be Jada King and Katarina Nitecki.
Boy, Anita Zirk for a freshman is all over the court.
Yes, she is.
Aggressive and aggressive at the right time.
Yep, here is Lydia going to the right. Swings it to Lizzie. Open look for three. Kaboom! Lizzie Long, another triple. Her second of the night. She's got 12, 42-6 Hatchets.
That's the out-of-bounds play I was talking about. The player that throws it in is the most dangerous player on an out-of-bounds play. That time after Lizzie threw it in, she wheeled all the way to the top of the key for a wide-open three, and she nailed it.
Moltoff now doubled up. Arnott now with primary defense on him. Back to Nitecki. And she looks, she's going to drive inside on the tall frame. Oh, over to Merrigan with a great steal. The crossover, the drive, the finish at the rim for the freshman, Autumn Merrigan.
Boy, these freshmen playing varsity, big varsity minutes are very impressive.
Yep, they really are. This is probably the best they have looked so far this season. Here comes Schmidt spinning, turn
nice
around. That's
move.
A nice move by Schmidt, and she gets the bucket. Her second made shot from the field. It's now 44-8 with 7:47 to go in this one. And Tomahawk will have another substitution, and it will be a sophomore, Lily Krieger, coming in next dead ball. Freya Ahlberg standing at the three-point arc. Lizzie, high post Ahlberg. Over to Lydia, back to Lizzie, three ball, corner pocket, you got it! Lizzie Long from downtown again! She's got 15! Oh, man!
Wow. That's her third three tonight.
Yes, it is. Now here comes Pakal driving inside, knocked away. She gets the shot up. Freya Ahlberg with the rebound. Here comes Tomahawk back the other way. Lydia Zert across the midcourt line. Lydia over to Arnott into the corner. Long inside to Lydia. Turns around. Not there. Kick out. Lizzie swings it over to Ahlberg. Now to Merrigan. Fakes. Ahlberg almost had it knocked away but is able to come up with it. Ahlberg swings it to Lizzie in the corner. Lizzie, Ahlberg, high post. Merrigan,
yeah,
up and under. Drop step layup is good for Anna Merrigan. Boy, the freshmen are putting on a show, and now running clock is in effect with Tomahawk up 49-8.
And the confidence level that these freshmen are exuding is impressive here.
Yes, it is.
And this does nothing but enhance that confidence level, having games like this.
And another turnover for the Hornets as Moltoff couldn't handle that pass. Anita Zert and Lily Krieger come in for Tomahawk. Krieger with her first game action. And they're going to replace Lydia and Freya. Boy, 49-8 again. Running clock in effect with 6:12 to go now here. Tomahawk is going to go to 4-0 on the season. And they've got Three Lakes Phelps coming up Friday night here at the Hatchet House.
Now the key is not to get sloppy. You got some of the subs in there. Keep running your offense. Find some good shots.
Just like that. Lizzie Long, the rebound. Couldn't get that finish. Lily Krieger with the board. Back out to Arnott. She tries a 10-footer. No. Rebound out of bounds. It will go back to Elko with 5:45 to go and counting. Meanwhile, after tonight, Elko, they have their next Northern Lights Conference game. They go to Crandon on Thursday night.
Again, that was very patient offense on the part of Tomahawk, moving the ball around, letting the ball find the open player and the good shot. It just didn't fall for us that time.
Yep. Schmidt looking, gets it over to Ruthie Visser, guarded by Merrigan. Visser over to Schmidt, knocked away again by Lizzie Long. Bounce pass over, Amy with the jumper, short, and rebound grabbed by Lily Krieger. Krieger looking to go on and run. Three on one, bounce pass, Merrigan's layup. Oh, couldn't get it to go. Rebound grabbed by Schmidt. Long pass back the other way to Pakal. Pakal, her layup is good. Lucy Pakal with her first made shot from the floor, 49-10. Now 5 minutes to go and counting.
Elko with their own.
How about another layup?
Game.
How about that? Lizzie Long again. You can't stop Lizzie Long. You can only hope to contain her. 17 points for Lizzie.
Wow. These freshmen are just impressive. Three of them.
Yes, here's Schmidt swinging it over to Moltoff. Now here comes Lucy Pakal backing in on Anita. Bounce pass taken away by Lily Krieger. Krieger's going to take it across the midcourt line. Bounce pass over to Merrigan. Back Anita into the corner. Arnott. 15-footer, no. Rebound grabbed by Krieger. Pass back out. Long. Another jumper. No. Rebound fought for and grabbed by Pakal for Elko. Man.
Miss Krieger making herself known out there, too. Three key plays in the last 2 minutes by that substitute who came in that hasn't seen much varsity time this year.
Another steal. Here comes Merrigan back the other way. Merrigan from behind. Pakal had it knocked away in a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to favor Tomahawk with under four to go. And the Hatchets are now going to start emptying their bench. Reagan Gorell, another freshman, will come in. And Elko's going to call a timeout. And now we're waiting for the clock to stop. And they do. It is a timeout call by Elko. It's a full timeout. We'll keep it here for now, but 3:47 to go. Pike, we were, you know, you have to be sure not to look ahead when it comes to opponents. It's in the second half. It hasn't been Albert and Alberg. It's been the freshmen. It's been Lizzie Long, Anita Zert, on American that have provided some key buckets for the Hatchets here in the second half.
And that is really key because once you get into that gauntlet of the GNC schedule, they can concentrate on your Frias and Claires. But when you've got these three freshmen that are playing like they are and the Zert girls, and wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got, you can go 7-8 deep and you can't take your eyes off any of them.
No.
You know, Tomahawk used to be a little speed bump for all of these Rhinelander, Lakeland, Medford teams. But now that's no longer it. They better slow down and watch the speed limit because Tomahawk's a team to be reckoned with.
Yes, they are. Take a look at the schedule upcoming for the Hatchet girls. I mentioned they have Three Lakes Phelps. They are at Crandon on Tuesday. We'll have the broadcast of that game for you on WJJQ. They also have Rhinelander here at home. They have Auburn Clark coming into town, a very good-looking player for Rhinelander. And after that, they have their tournament games, which are also winnable. They have Tri-County and Montello before they hit the new year. There's a lot of winnable games in that schedule.
And a lot of confidence-building opportunities for this young Tomahawk squad.
Here's Merrigan driving the baseline as we resume play. Now Anita Zert over to Reagan Gorell, who's in for the first time. Krieger, Arnott in the corner. Back to Krieger. Right wing now over to Merrigan. And now Madeline Long will get set to come in for the first time during the next dead ball. Anita over to Lily. Picks up her dribble. Krieger to Gorell. Top of the key. Fakes. Back to Krieger with 3:21 to go. Now over to Merrigan, fakes one way. Now here's Gorell, straight on three. Oh, missed it. And the whole bench was going to erupt if Gorell knocked down that three. Maddie Long will come in. She is going to replace Anita Zert. And again, this is the first time you've gotten the chance to see Anita here, Pike. What is your overall assessment of her?
Holy smokes, she got cloned from her sister because her defensive skills are right up there with Lydia. And her offensive skills are there, too. So very talented, high basketball IQ, very impressive.
Here is Gorell off the steal from Krieger, and Merrigan's able to scoop it up. Back to Gorell, jumper, no. Rebound, Krieger, back up, in and out. Rebound grab by Moltoff for Elko. 2:37 to go and counting here in this one. Again, if our resident statistician Bob Skuball could look up when was the last time Tomahawk girls basketball started 4-0, may have to dust off the old encyclopedia for that.
Yes, that's going deep into the annals of history.
Very deep. Here's Amy backing in on Maddie Long. Jumper from Moltoff, too short. Rebound grabbed off the bounce by Amy. Trying to get the pass off. Instead, it's going to go out of bounds and back to Tomahawk it goes with 2:10 to go in this one and counting.
I cannot remember the last time there was running clock to Tomahawk's favor on either the boys' end or the girls' end.
It's been a long time, hasn't it?
Oh, sure.
It has been. Here's Merrigan over to Gorell. Fakes the jumper. Back to Merrigan. Bounce pass Arnott. Just inside the arc. Bounce it in. Krieger, turnaround jumper. Off back iron, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Gorell. It will remain with Elko. And the Hornets will bring back in Francis Wickey with 1:41 to go and counting. Yeah, and this is already the second game, by the way, in which Tomahawk has put 50 points on the scoreboard. They put 58 in their win over Antigo.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was last week. They put up 42 in their other two wins over Butternut and Northland Pines. Here comes Ruthie Visser across the midcourt line, over to Moltoff, top of the key, inside to Amy. Swings it back out, loose ball again, Moltoff. Gets it away from Lizzie Arnott. Moltoff driving down the right lane, spinning around. Kick out. This goes to Jada King, who's in. 1:07 to go in counting. King backing in. Gets it over to Moltoff. Knocked away. Gorell could not come up with it. It goes out of bounds back to Elko with under a minute to go now in counting in this one.
Excellent job that time by Elizabeth Arnott on the poke-away defense. Tomahawk has been very active with their hands here and opportunistic in their steals.
Merrigan almost had another one. Arnott with the deflection. She takes it away, and she traveled that time. So, again, the Hatchets, they are able to play very aggressive defense. Again, they're holding Elko. They held Elko, by the way, to 12 points last time these two teams played last year. They've held them to 10 tonight. That pass, that one goes right to Moltoff. Goes up, wild shot, no good. Rebound, Visser. Another wild shot, no good. Rebound grab by Gorell off the bounce. Gorell has it knocked away from behind by Ruthie Visser. And now swinging it over to Francis Wicke with 14 seconds left. Another steal this time from Krieger. Back and forth we go with the steals. Krieger tries the bounce pass, goes to Gorell. Gorell ripping it away, and a foul is going to be called on Elko, and the clock will hit 000. That's going to wrap it up. That foul was on Amy, so she fouled out anyway, and Tomahawk goes to 4-0 on the season, a 51-10 win over the Elko Hornets. Tomahawk is now 4-0 on the year. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the Fairman Orthodontics Radio postgame show and the Fairman Orthodontics Radio pregame show for the boys. That's next here on WJJQ.
Come on, come on, choose Health and Motion for you.
Hi, this is Dr. Whitney Rybar, physical therapist at Health and Motion. I've had the pleasure of treating patients in our Tomahawk location, including many student athletes. My own passion for physical therapy started after I had an athletic injury back in high school, and now I have the opportunity to help our athletes return to their sports after injuries. We have many tools at our disposal to help patients achieve their goals, one being the newbie. We've been utilizing this cutting-edge technology and have seen amazing results both in pain management and performance enhancement. We are the only company in the state of Wisconsin to offer this device. We are proud to be VIP Hatchet Sports sponsors and support student athletes and all members of the Tomahawk community. If you are experiencing pain or movement issues, please give us a call. Go Hatchets!
For your complimentary 15-minute consultation, call 453-6650.
So come on!
Before or after the game, why not stop by at McDonald's along North 4th Street in Tomahawk? Now, for a limited time, enjoy the $5 meal offers. The McDouble includes the classic sandwich with four-piece McNugget, small fries, and a soft drink. Or the McChicken $5 meal deal includes the classic sandwich with four-piece McNuggets, small fry, and soft drink. Only $5. Don't forget the sweets and treats, McFlurry, shakes, cones, cookie, or apple pie. McDonald's is looking to hire full and part-time employees, flexible hours on various shifts. Apply in person at McDonald's, North 4th Street in Tomahawk, an equal opportunity employer.
This is Keith Hansey, broker associate with Northwoods Community Realty and proud to be a sponsor of Hatchet Sports on WJJQ. Northwoods Community Realty is a company founded on community-focused values and premier real estate services to buyers and sellers in the entire Northwoods area. Whether you're looking for land, lake homes, or city homes for sale, selling your property, or just want to know what your property is worth, give me a call at 966-1032. I have a deep knowledge of the area and understand our local real estate market. Give me a call. Keith Hansey for all your real estate needs and questions at 966-1032 with Northwoods Community Realty.
And welcome to the Fairman Orthodontics Radio postgame show here on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you. From the Hatchet House in Tomahawk, and the Tomahawk Girls Pike with a 51-10 win over Elko, an absolutely dominating performance from them defensively tonight.
Defense set the tone. They held them to 2 points in that first half. The game was basically over by halftime, but they continued that defensive pressure in the second half, and we had a lead such that Coach Long could go to the south end of his bench there and get a lot of players some playing time, and the players that he kept putting in kept producing. So
yeah.
There's some depth on this team. The three freshmen, Miss Long, Miss Soybert, let's see, who else? Miss Zert, I think.
Yes.
Mr. Merrigan.
Yes, Miss Merrigan.
Great.
Yeah.
She was good on the offensive end, defensive end. Miss Zert is going to be fun to watch, and Miss Long is very good. She's a bucket hunter.
We haven't had
many people that hunted for buckets.
Yeah.
And she's one that looks to score, and that's always nice to have.
Yes, it is. Why don't you go over the statistics from the game really quickly?
Let's cover the team statistics first.
Yep.
As far as turnovers, Tomahawk had turnovers, 9 in the first half, 3 in the second half for 12 total. That's a nice total for a Tomahawk
team. Yes, it is.
12. Elko, not so much. They had 19 turnovers in the second in the first half and only 8 in the second half for 27 total for the game. As far as rebounds, Tomahawk had 7 in the first half, 10 in the second half for 17. And where Elko did shine tonight was on the glass. They out-rebounded Tomahawk tonight in both halves. They had 14 in the first half, 9 in the second half for 23 total rebounds. As far as scoring for the Elko Hornets, only 3 girls scored tonight. The leading scorer was Ilabel Malthoff. She had 4 points. Also with 4 points was Hannah Schmidt, who's been their leading scorer this year, averaging 6 points. And Lucy Pukol had 2 points. For the Tomahawk Hatchets, the leading scorer and very impressive with 14 points in the second half and 17 total was Lizzie Long. Then with 10 points was Freya Alberg, who was aggressive early on and getting some easy baskets and pounding the glass and very effective on the defensive end, creating turnovers and jump balls. 10 points, and with 8 points following that up was Anita Zert. Also with 8 points was Aubrey Soibert, benefactor of a lot of short assists from her teammates for some easy baskets. With 6 points was Miss Merrigan. And 3 points, we had Claire Albert, who only played the first half and had an injured elbow there on the drive to the basket. They iced it down. They felt better off leaving her out of this game. The game was already decided. It might be her wrist. I'm looking at her now as she's talking to her mother down here. But it's nothing serious. Nobody's alarmed. But you got to be careful here in the next week or so with Claire Albert. And also 1 point tonight, Lydia Zert. So that's the overall team and individual scoring, Alex.
Man, and again, balanced scoring all the way around. And we expected, you know, Freya and Claire to potentially have a big game. Freya had 10 points. She had 8, though, early on in this one, which really set the tone. And we expected Claire to have a big game. She struggled. But, again, she only played the first half. But the freshman, as you mentioned, Pike, Anita Zert, Lizzie Long, Autumn Merrigan, they stepped up and played incredibly well. They were the biggest reason why Tomahawk was able to pull away in that second half.
Yes, they were. And let's not forget Lydia Zert, who we talk about all the time. A lot of people just look at offensive statistics, but she's a thorn in anybody's side on the defensive end, and that sets the tone for a lot of the offensive sets that Tomahawk gets into. So her defense can't be ignored, and I'm not going to ignore it because I appreciate a good defensive player.
So again, Tomahawk, they go to 4-0 on the season. There's another doubleheader coming up on Friday for these two teams. It's against Three Lakes Phelps right back here at the Hatchet House Friday night. And our next Hatchet Girls basketball broadcast will be a week from tonight. Matt Tyler is going to be right back in the booth with me as Tomahawk heads out to Crandon. Very good program in the Northern Lights Conference there. Conference opponent of Elko's. That should be a very entertaining game. Crandon, meanwhile, their most recent game, they lost to Edgar last night on the road. So something to pay attention to as well.
Crandon is strong every year.
Yes, they are.
I don't care what sport.